This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
What is the ruling on traveling to a region or an area that has a more severe outbreak of disease than where you are? So we all know by now that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he prohibited to enter into an area where there is plague and to flee from an area where there is plague. The question is this hadith something which is religious intrinsically, or is it because of public safety and health in general? And what does that question even mean? What I'm trying to say is that, is there illa of this hadith? Is the actual wisdom and the reason that the Prophet ﷺ said this to protect people and to work for their best interests? If that's the case, then we have the flexibility of using this hadith and not worrying about it if a health authority or the health experts, specialists and authorities tell us that it is safe for us to go into an area even if the situation is worse, because they understand, they know that the herd immunity is larger because they're taking precautions, because they've set up vaccination, or in the case of no vaccine, then they've got testing going on. And you know, they've basically said that it is something which we are in control, we're aware of the actual thing, the threat and the nature, and it's not going to be affected by you going there. Then in my opinion, this hadith does not actually go against this advice. This hadith is basically, and it's important by the way, that you realize that scholars differed over whether this was referring just to plague, or whether this was a religious ruling, al-itlaqi, and it's just completely against everything, or whether this is something which is just, as I said, a general advice that is meant to be for the public benefit. And this is obviously about SARS-CoV-2, the virus which causes COVID-19 disease. And we know that it is, of course, very contagious, but it's not a plague. It's definitely not the plague. It's not as virulent as the plague, not as deadly as the plague. Its nature is nothing like the plague in terms of its characteristics. A pandemic, yes, but that does not make it the plague. And that's why it is correct to say that only limited legal rulings can be taken by analogy from these hadith. So, in summary, if the specialists, those who understand this very well, and the epidemiologists who tell us that it is safe to go into an area, or it is dangerous to go into a particular area, or leave from an area, or you must be in quarantine, or you should come out of quarantine, then the hadith actually do not go against this. This hadith is not going against that, because as I said, the aim of the hadith is to follow the best advice to protect the people. And if it becomes the case that opening up the economy and starting things up again to get things going and to maybe develop even herd immunity in a controlled way, and the hospitals want to try and do an active program, then I think this hadith is not an impediment or barrier, but actually it supports the general principle that public health and benefit is to be given priority. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.
Subscribe to this channel, share this video, and click on the bell icon so that you can be notified with every new video at Faith IQ. Jazakumullah khairan. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.